Snot Chocolate. Written and read by Morris Gleitzman. King Ned. Ned opened his eyes and frowned. Something was wrong. It was daylight, and he was still in bed. How was that possible? Uncle Vern didn't allow sleeping in. The hovel was too small. Uncle Vern and Ned always got up at dawn, in case the pigs needed to lie down. Something else doesn't feel right, thought Ned. I'm warm. Deliciously warm. Ned saw why. A blanket was draped over him. Uncle Vern's blanket. Ned recognised the sheepskin with the sheep's head still attached. Which was very strange, because Uncle Vern didn't believe in young people being warm. Not good for you, Uncle Vern often told Ned. That be what caused the terrible infant mortality in the 12th century, children being too warm. Either that or too hungry, I can't remember exactly. Ned didn't care if being snug was dangerous. He was enjoying it. Anyway, he thought, this isn't the 12th century, it's the 13th, so I'll probably survive. Ned had never felt warm in bed before. It was lovely. He snuggled deeper under the blanket. The bed felt extra soft, as if somebody had stuffed extra straw and rags and fluffy dead mice into the mattress while he slept. Good morning, sire. Ned jumped guiltily. He'd assumed Uncle Vern had gone out to get some stoats for breakfast. But this was definitely Uncle Vern's voice. Ned peered around. The hovel wasn't much bigger than a plague cart, so it was strange that he could hear Uncle Vern but not see him. Puzzled, Ned sat up and stared in surprise. Uncle Vern was splayed out on the ground next to the bed, bottom in the air, chin in the dirt, staring up at him fearfully. "I await your command, sire," said Uncle Vern. If Uncle Vern had been a different sort of person, given to light-hearted japes, rather than scraping mould off damp trees for a living, Ned might have thought this was a merry jest. But Uncle Vern didn't do merry jests. What was going on? "Uncle Vern," said Ned, concerned, "you shouldn't lie on the damp ground like that. You'll get skin rot." "No, I won't," said Uncle Vern, still looking at Ned fearfully. "Millipedes might crawl up your nose," said Ned, desperately trying to think of something to snap Uncle Vern out of it. Uncle Vern shook his head. Ned wasn't sure if he was disagreeing or trying to dislodge millipedes that had already crawled in. "Why are you doing this?" said Ned. Uncle Vern was a stern and rather bossy uncle who spent a lot of time calling Ned a fool. Sprawling on the ground and twitching in terror just wasn't like him. "I'm doing this so as you won't be killing me," stammered Uncle Vern. Your Highness?" Ned stared at him, very concerned. "Your Highness?"